I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Floods and landslides in western China have killed thousands and displaced millions. The hardest hit area is Gansu Province. China Partners' Eric Berglund says they just got a request for help from the China Christian Council. It shows that
God is moving through the local church. The Christian church in Gansu Province is responding, and they have asked the National China Christian Council to continue to help them with this efforts that they're trying to be salt and light in this disaster.
A response plan is still in the developing stages. If you want to help, contact China Partner. Our website will point the way. Next, we have the final installment of our four-part series on youth of the former Soviet Union. For 14 years, Arya Faris of the Mission Society visited Russian orphanages in hopes of transforming kids' futures.
Our hope was that they would see Christ living in us, and then when we would have the opportunity to share with them who he is, that they'd say, okay, that's what I saw. And it would be much easier for them to be able to believe that there's a Father in heaven that they don't see who loves them if there are people around with skin on who do.
And it's hard to talk to people about the gospel when they've been told it's a book of lies. But that's the dilemma the small church in St. Vincent's Village, Brazil, faces. Most see the church as a source of injustice. So, with the help of Avant Ministries, this church is building an FM radio station to proclaim the gospel in a different way. The problem? Initial costs are $25,000, but you can help at our website because right now, every dollar you give will be matched. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828, or you can go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.